There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security. Security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. 10-3. Yes, Blackhawks have been outscored by 7 in their last two games. They've lost 3 in a row. They're now 5 points behind the Blues, 12 points behind the Predators for the top spot in the West. Joel Quenneville insists that this is not a panic button game tonight. The Panthers are here. Puck drops at 7:30. Expectations continue to rise in Mesa for the Cubs. The players, like Starlin Castro, sense it with their offseason additions.
I don't understand why he doesn't look at the numbers when he attacks. And that's just his numbers. I'm talking about team function numbers.
Oh, my
when he
gosh.
Attacks the rim.
They're so good
and,
when
and
he attacks.
And the other thing, too, with the three-pointer. Your three-point shot off the dribble, your percentage is atrocious.
It's awful.
Your three-point shot off the post that kicks back out to you is way. So why don't you look for that three?
Cubs did some hiring today. Former slugger Manny Ramirez will be a mental and physical hitting consultant for major and minor leaguers. Former Red Sox world champion Kevin Lukulis is the scouting and development consultant. The Cubs introduced a mental skills program with 4 new hires. Caretaker of the late Ernie Banks, Regina Rice, must provide details about Mr. Banks' assets after she claims she had just $16,000 in assets when he died last month. He left that to her, and the family is pursuing legal movement. White Sox reliever Zach Duke had the pleasure of sitting down with pitching coach Don Cooper.
He didn't spit any food on me, thankfully.
Did he talk with his mouth full, though? I always assume that he does.
He just kind of talks at all times, regardless of whether he has food in his mouth or not. So, yeah.
Duke was on with Spiegel and Goff earlier. That can be heard at 670thescore.com. It's been ugly. The Bulls have won 6 of 7. They host the Bobcats tomorrow night. And Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch has formally filed an application to trademark his now infamous Super Bowl Media Day line of, "I'm just here so I won't get fined." That's according to the Seattle Times. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software, and Blackhawks coverage on the Score. Presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 Score and 670score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein afternoons on the Score.
Can you hope that Rose ever becomes Rose again? Is that a logical hope or no?
Why is it? No. And even if he is, he's a point guard. Guys like that are not win a championship because of. Even at the peak of his powers, even his MVP, you said it. It's a big man's game. As long as that rim is 10 feet off the ground and being closer to the rim is better, and the fact that he doesn't like to throw his body around anymore. That whole thing that danger be damned, Derrick Rose crashing to earth and attacking. He doesn't want to do that anymore, and he told you that he doesn't want to do it. He won't dive for a loose ball.
No, he doesn't. No, he absolutely does not. No.
He doesn't want to. No. So until we see that, why should we think that's coming back?
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Jerry DiNardo.
Football players that declare for the draft and aren't allowed to come back, which I believe they should be able to, I think we should open our minds to allowing them to come back. The clock stops for eligibility for church service and for military service. That needs to be revisited as it relates to professional athletics. It makes perfect sense that if I leave to try to become a professional athlete and I cannot do that, if we're in the educational business, why wouldn't we welcome those people back so we could continue the educational business? If an athlete has an opportunity to make it in professional athletics and start his income or her income and they don't make it, why can't they come back and play? What is wrong with that idea?
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers,
naked with a sword.
Dan Bernstein.
I am an idiot.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Relax, Jerry DiNardo was terrific yesterday. He's out in Florida having the time, you know, he does. Oh, my God. But he was great yesterday. Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And stop texting in that these college kids aren't drunk because they don't sell liquor at games. I know they don't sell liquor at games. They have access to liquor before games, and they have access to stuff they can sneak in. Trust me. That's an important element in this, an ingredient in some of this kind of behavior. And if you think otherwise, you're unbelievably naive, or you didn't go to college. But we're talking about the ugly incident last night.
Just saw it again.
Manhattan,
it was in
Kansas.
Again.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, reading through the Bill Self quotes and hearing what he said, he was nothing but a class act.
Yeah,
that first idiot that said he was a crazy. Well, he wasn't crying over anything.
That guy's really creepy. Yeah, I think he's called before.
And the AD at Kansas State is also contrite about what happened. But this should be
the last time we ever see it.
It accomplishes nothing. It endangers. It opens up schools.
Clearly, that was part of the plan last night.
And it opens up schools to massive liability issues. Yep. That any lawyer worth his or her salt is for getting rid of these things. Because the legal exposure for the next time somebody stomped on, paralyzed, or worse, that's going to be a big ticket. Yep. I'm not talking about some fine from the conference.
So the last one, that's it. Call a halt to it. Never see it again. You know what? Your world is better.
And for those advocating expulsion, immediate expulsion from the school, how are you going to identify all the kids? How can you do that? And there are those saying you can't be a forfeit because then a team could have opposing fans there who would then run on the court to force a forfeit, and you can't tell who's rooting for whom and whose fans belong to whom.
Good point. Thank you.
Andrew in Pilsen,
I knew it was about it.
You're on the Score. Hi, Andrew.
Hey. Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to call because, unfortunately, I think your idea, while it's good intention of disqualifying a team when the students rush, is inherently flawed because, A, you're penalizing really the players more than you are the students. And how are you going to try and track down what students belong to what college?
I just said that.
You just said that, yeah.
Ultimately, I think it's a security issue, and I think you are going to have to define a very clear barrier. You know, this has been ongoing. As sports go on, we push the boundaries of everything. And right now, that barrier in basketball, I think, has always been way too wide open. You'll probably have to put up some kind of a barrier. And it's a security issue, ultimately.
Yeah, if that's
less than it certainly was.
If that's what you need, if you actually need a barrier to be erected at the end of games to keep these idiots from behaving like this, then do it.
It's got to stop. I mean, somehow, yeah, forfeiture idea is no good. So it's got to stop. And Bill Self, by the way, was not whining after the game, to Les the Moron. He's not whining at all. In any way, shape, or form, he was not whining.
I mean, it's not your territory. That court does not belong to you. It belongs to the players and the coaches, and that's it. That's their workspace.
It's happened so much that they just feel entitled to do it. They just feel like they have to do it, and they're entitled to do it, and this has got to stop. The end.
Rick in Oak Park is on WSCR.
Yeah, I was just, you know, kind of building on putting something up to impede the flow, but it has to be kind of layered, though, as well. I mean, we have the technology where kids, first of all those kids have ID pictures taken, or the majority of them. They also can take pictures of the kids coming in and match them to the tickets. They can put high-def cameras hanging from the
Who pays for all this?
Well, if they're on television, they're getting televised money.
Yeah, who pays for all this?
The schools do.
I don't think any school, if you look at athletic budgets right now, that all of the money that they get is going to subsidize every other sport that they have. And that's why none of these athletic departments make money. So they don't have the profits.
Yeah, even when you get to a bowl game, you understand that by the time the process is over, you lose money.
Yeah,
school is spending their own money. You lose money. You're not the bowl money and all this stuff. By the time you take everybody there, you lose money.
And it's not even that. I mean, that's how you're paying for wrestling and swimming and fencing and women's sports and all that.
And the girls.
All the Title IX stuff that doesn't make a dollar, that costs you unbelievable numbers and traveling and lodging expenses.
Yeah, I'm wrestling with it right now. All I know is I don't want these bastards on the court anywhere ever again. Ever again.
Southside Willie, welcome to WSCR.
Hey, how you doing, Martin, boy? You know, I agree with the forfeit thing if they rush the court, because not only do they lose the game, but think of how the students who rush the court, how they'll be treated by the team the next day. You know, if they lost, the team gave their hard work and won the game, and they end up losing because some idiot stormed the court, I mean, that will make the students think twice. But I didn't catch the beginning, other than the fact that you can't necessarily tell whether or not a person is from another team that storms the court. What other reasons do you disagree, Terry, about the forfeit?
Well, that's right there. The first reason is the best reason. You can't. I mean, what are you going to do? Then you're going to try to identify them after all of them that are out there and they're everywhere. And who started it? Who's the first ones out there? Who's the one you really think organized this thing and got a bunch of people to go? And if you're the visitors, how do you tell that? Who's going to do all that work? I want them to stop.
Well, that's what we're trying
and
to
figure a way to
right,
do
that's
it.
What we're
not
doing.
Just, but the forfeit isn't going to work.
Well, that's what we're doing. Is trying to figure
it's
out
not
a way,
work.
Some actual practical way to make it stop. And I'm not certain at this point what that is.
No,
that you can prevent it by putting up a barrier, but then with a barrier there, you might just have students trampling themselves, smashing into a barrier, trying to climb over it. I mean, they're drunk, stupid kids who do drunk, stupid things and who care too much about sports. That's what kids do in college. It's their whole life. Your world is a small place at that point, and then those wins and losses mean a lot. And they do ridiculous things. But when you saw, did you see the handshake between Weber and Self? What was going on?
No, I didn't see it.
They were pushed up against the scorer's table to the point where they were both bent over 90 degrees.
Yeah, I know the I saw some of it. I didn't see that. Okay,
it's the liability. It's about the law. It's about insurance costs. And I don't know what these actual insurance policies look like, but whatever the schools have paid for, you can bet that Kansas State lawyers were terrified to see that last night and were looking immediately going line by line through their insurance policies in that facility. If they hadn't already, after other issues, to think, what are we on the hook for here if something happens? What do we stand to lose if something happens? Because it's just much bigger than, oh, it's just fun, it's tradition, it's kids. No, there's a lot on the line for these schools. What we saw was at Camp Randall in Wisconsin. I don't know eventually what was settled there when kids died in a football game.
I think that under this, the way things are now, and you're talking about a lot of money to do this and all this guessing about, well, I don't know if you're for it, but we got to check the tape to see exactly who's out. Screw that. I'd say that if you have a 7 o'clock game, okay, 7 o'clock game, at 8:30, a cordon of police show up, and as you get down to the rest, they gather around the court.
Here's the problem. Do you then have to do that for every single home game, mm-hmm. no matter what?
Yeah.
When you're playing dog state and you're up 30? So if the problem you have is there are some games where it's more likely to happen than others. You can't react to, ooh, looks like we got a possible upset here. Let's send the shock troops out and send them in. It would have to be a hard policy no matter what every single game. And I don't think you can do that. I don't think you've got the manpower. I don't think you've got the resources. And think how that's going to look, because you're going to have this too. Then what you're going to have is you're going to have 200 police officers surrounding the court, and everybody in the game, everybody's left. All your students and everybody have left because the game's over and they're going to party somewhere.
Well, you only, all I know is it won't happen.
Yeah, but
that ends it.
But that's not
over.
It's not practical
either.
You
don't need 200 of them, by the way.
Well, there has to be something.
You don't need 200.
There has to be a multifaceted policy in place that means it's stops.
You don't need 200.
I just think that you've got a cost issue that you balance against a liability issue, and you have the fact that you can't make judgments. I mean, maybe you do it just for conference games, or maybe you do it just for games against a ranked opponent. But then you're
when you're playing some directional school.
But who knows? You're still in the tricky business of trying to anticipate the behavior of an unpredictable, often alcohol-addled crowd of children.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that where you know there's something, they're storming the court. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it's not as likely as there is in a heated conference
Correct.
Game or other opponents that might come in.
Correct.
But they don't play many of them. I'm trying to find for something here because the other ideas suck.
Miles in Indy, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and say I completely agree with the whole storm in the court notion. I agree with you guys. To me, I liken it to like being at like a comedy club. And seeing a comedian, like, at what point do you think that it's appropriate for you spectating a basketball game? At what point do you think that it's okay to come out of the court at any point in the game? You know,
right.
Like, you wouldn't go to a comedy club and see a comedian and heckle him. You know?
Well, some people do. It's not illegal to heckle.
But
you don't run up and grab him by the lapels either.
Exactly. You know, I also, something that really bothers me is that these fans think that they have, like, a right to go on the court. You may be associated with your school's basketball team, and they may be associated with the university you go to, but you don't play for the team. You had absolutely zero. You did zero effort in helping that team win. Like, why do you think that you have any right to go on the court if you did absolutely nothing to contribute to that win?
Because we haven't established in college basketball, we haven't established enough of a barrier yet.
Yeah, there's no boundaries.
Separation.
There's no boundaries. They don't care if they're not part of the team. They're on the court, and that's just. You know, and last night, we said this for years, though. Last night, it may be the trigger for today's conversation, but we said this for how long now?
Since the last time, since the kid in the wheelchair had to be saved.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a, I don't know what how you stop these brain-addled individuals, but my idea is the cheapest and I think the most efficient, and if you want to run through them, go ahead. You're going to be arrested on the spot. I think you, and it's a lot cheaper than all this other stuff you're talking about. I mean, look, you're going to have to roll the dice. Maybe it won't be for every game, but Kansas State, Oklahoma State, there's a lot of them. But first of all, you don't know you're going to win the game.
Right.
So I just say, you know.
Kevin in Arlington Heights, you're on the score.
All right. I went to Marquette University, and they sold alcohol at the basketball games at the Bradley Center. Now, I don't know if this is what you were talking about, but they did sell alcohol at Marquette University basketball games.
So,
yeah, we know, yeah. So he said,
they
don't sell it, you can get it.
Well, no, they sold. Like, I bought alcohol at the Bradley Center.
Yeah, but so what?
Well, you guys were talking about like not being able to buy alcohol at college arenas.
At most on-campus college arenas, you can't. At a place like the Bradley Center.
Yeah, because you're not.
Yeah, the policies are different everywhere.
My
point is that college students can find alcohol when they want it and bring it
as
where
much
they
as
need
they want
it to be.
Well, definitely.
That's all. I mean, yeah, that's. I know you can't buy it on it, but that doesn't mean you don't come with it. Whoa. Kind of self-made already.
Right.
And look, hey, hell, I don't even know if they're all drunk. I don't know that. I don't know what they are. I mean, stupid is stupid. It doesn't make any difference. And if you know that you're bulletproof with all this stuff, then you're never going to stop. That's why I'm curious if everybody's, anybody has done it in the SEC. It would have been a great test if somebody would beat Kentucky, wouldn't it?
Since they put in the automatic fine to the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's the other idea from the 773. You put the student section up in the top of the balcony. Well, some places have because they sold the seats courtside. That it's much easier if you segregate the student section further away from the court. But yeah, then you lose home court advantage because right. You have to
do that.
You have the well, some schools have done it and were criticized. I remember when the Dean Dome was first built and the student section was moved because at Carmichael before the Dean Dome, the students were right on top of the opposing team. But then when they had all the donors and all the people that helped pay for everything, they got all the great seats and the students were moved away. And there was an outcry saying, well, we don't have the same kind of
still
of
pretty
advantage.
Good fans. I was in there to know they're still pretty good.
They're good fans, yeah. But it wasn't the same. You didn't have the rowdy student section sitting where it used to sit because of who paid for the place. So there's some precedent there. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. It looks as if all day is now all done in Minnesota. It's been real, Vikings fans. CBS Sports' Jason Lockenfora quotes a source close to Peterson who says he will never play another game for the Vikings. It's over, end quote. And you diehard all day fans who think that maybe that relationship can be saved had better think again. Because JLC also reports that Peterson's agent, Ben Dogra, and team VP Rob Brzezinski had to be physically separated during a heated exchange at the Combine last week. Yeah, go ahead and assume that that relationship is breaking down if they're looking to break one another's faces. If Peterson doesn't want to be there, and clearly he doesn't, if his agent is trying to fight team executives, then you cut him loose and keep moving. I'm Jim Rome.
Have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Cold, hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mail treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mail will help you.
Call New Mail Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Listen music. Listen to more than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
For news.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There are several students that hit our players, you know, not saying like with fists, but I mean, you storm the court, you run in, you bump everybody, stuff like that. This has got to stop. I mean, I think court storming is fine, but surely you can get security to the point where player safety is not involved like it is over here. But we also allowed it to happen again by not playing well. But I mean, it's a ball game. It's not about chicken winging somebody when the game's over, stuff like that. That's not what it's about.
It's not, and don't call me Shirley.
That's Bill Self. Does that sound like whining to you? Is that whining? I don't think that's whining.
No, and court storming's not fine. I disagree with him.
Yeah, I do too.
It's all or nothing in this case. And
yeah, there's no like maybe a friendly one would be. No, none of it.
Thanks to a listener via Twitter for a story from CBSSports.com dated March 3rd, 2014. The SEC fined the University of South Carolina $25,000 in accordance with league policy after fans rushed the floor following the Gamecocks 72-67 home victory against number 17, Kentucky. The SEC, dating back to December 2004, remains the only conference in college basketball with a tiered fining system in place for its schools that break protocol against court storming. According to the SEC,
The policy states that access to competition areas shall be limited to participating student athletes, coaches, officials, support personnel, and properly credentialed individuals at all times. For the safety of participants and spectators alike, at no time before, during, or after a contest, shall spectators be permitted to enter the competition area. It is the responsibility of each member institution to implement procedures to ensure compliance with this policy. First time violation, $5,000. Second time, $25,000. A third and all ensuing $50,000 in punishments against the school. Now, the problem was that after this, there is a quote via Twitter from South Carolina President Harris Pastides. Says, once I realized I was paying the fine anyway, I ran down and enjoyed every dollar. That's the school president. So there's the example you got there. That's what you're dealing with. Rich is on the score. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys. I originally called because I always so against this. When I was in college, my fraternity brother got his ear, part of his ear cut off when we stormed at Iowa. The goalpost came down on him. So it's been some 20 years that I've been against. But my original idea, my thought was always, you know, have that team lose a home game next year. And if it's a conference game, hey, Kansas will get two home games against Kansas next year. But one point I want to make in listening to you guys is I really disagree with one of your notions that, you know, arrests and expulsions are not the answer because you can't get everybody. The idea is to deter. And if they would have arrested and expelled 20 kids last night, you know what? One of those kids is your fraternity brother. One of them is your roommate. One of them is the kid who sits next to you in algebra.
Right.
And next time you're going to think about it. It's an analogy to me like riots. The police can't arrest everybody in a riot, but you get who you can, and it's the start to me. You're not going to – see, I think what you guys – I'm sorry. I think what you guys are trying to do is trying to get the solution now and finish it. And you need to start before you finish it.
Or you make it a felony is that idea,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Something to deter.
Because you remember, I remember as a kid, at pro sporting events, and Terry, you certainly know this, there used to be people running on the field all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Streakers.
Scary.
Remember in the 70s, the streaking craze, even the Academy Awards?
Scary, yeah.
I forgot what year that was, but I want to say it was David Niven was presenting an award, and there was a streaker.
I was going to say David Niven wasn't streaky, but David Niven, put your pants on, David. Damn, dude. No, I don't think it was David.
David Niven was on stage at the Oscars, and a streaker ran out there famously. There was a lot of that. But ever since they have increased the penalties, I think it's a felony now. Felony trespassing. It might be after 9/11, but if you have to do that, go ahead.
Yep. Whatever you have to do.
Scoreboard update.
Your show. I was planning on streaking through your show. I don't know.
No.
Would that be a felony?
Yeah.
Yes. We don't want to see you naked.
Okay. Then I won't do it.
Run down the hallway.
All right. I won't do it. 2:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Yeah, no. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night and Sunday at 3. Tonight's the last of an 8-game home stand. The Blackhawks need a win over the Panthers to go one game above 500 on it. And Scott Darling is in net for the Blackhawks, and the puck drops at 7:30. Bulls practice today. Derrick Rose was limited. He's expected to play tomorrow as the Bulls host the Bobcats. Kirk Heinrich practiced. Taj Gibson did not. Spring baseball is ongoing in Arizona for both the White Sox and the Cubs. Coming off his ankle injury, Cubs infielder Starlin Castro is feeling strong. He wants to steal how many bases?
I think I'll be strong. I think I can do my 20 bases, 25 bases. I feel really strong.
More power to you. The Cubs rehired 500 home run man Manny Ramirez. He's hitting consultant for all levels. They began a mental skills program with 4 new hires in it. Cubs president Theo Epstein told reporters he'd be open to Sammy Sosa returning and working with the young hitters. Ernie Banks' caretaker, Regina Rice, claims that Mr. Banks had just $16,000 in assets when he passed away, all of which he left to her, and a judge is asking that she provide proof. To football, Washington team attorneys argue free speech, countering a federal government decision to cancel their trademark logo because it may be offensive to Native Americans. This Scoreboard Update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 2:33, boys and boys in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, talking at 312-644-6767. Here's what you do. How do the Bulls do it? keep people off the court. How do they do it? How do the
It's just not done because you don't have a bunch of students sitting in those expensive
seats. You have some. You have to have people there though.
Yeah, but those people who paid the money to sit that close aren't inclined to run out.
But there has to be somebody. There has to be security around there though.
There's a lot of security. There also is the penalty at a pro sporting event that you have. They're very specific penalty. That I was mentioning before that I believe it's become a felony now. It's not just a misdemeanor anymore, right?
I think that's right, yeah. But I mean, it's not. Look, it's not that difficult. All these things you're talking about, that would take care of it.
It's not part of the culture of pro sports. It used to be.
It used to be. I mean, it stopped, though. Well, the baseball thing was scary. That I mean, dude, come on. You're chasing Hank Aaron?
This is from Chesty Puller. He has an idea. He suggests this, a relatively simple way. For any NCAA school that has in the last 10 years rushed the floor more than once or has during that same time period exceeded some predetermined amount of alcohol-related arrests, the school needs to put up a hockey-type glass barrier to allow visibility and maintain separation from the fans and the on-court, on-field players and staff. Schools that fail to put up this barrier will not be allowed to play in NCAA-sanctioned games, will lose the scholarships for football and basketball until such time as compliance is met, as well as fined a monetary amount. Any school that is not in need of the barrier per the previously stated guideline, but chooses to erect the barrier voluntarily, would be eligible for either additional scholarships or reimbursement for part of the construction costs from the NCAA. Schools that have no barrier and rush the court or violate the alcohol-related arrest tolerance will immediately be found in violation and be required to forfeit all games until the barrier is erected. I'm for it. That works for me.
Look, as long as it works, I don't care what it is. I mean, just something, anything. If that sounds good. I just want it stopped. Now.
And Glenn says, yes, it was David Niven at the Oscars. And after the streaker ran across the stage, Niven commented the streaker must have been a very brave man to be so willing to show his shortcomings to the public.
Yeah, but he couldn't take his eyes off of it. I can't take my eyes. Oh, and by the way, here's what I did because, you know, I did not. And it's difficult to watch because AMPAS, isn't that what they are? They pulled the Lady Gaga stuff. So you had a hard time finding it. It would pause and do all kinds of stuff to you. They pulled it off. Yesterday when you were trying to call, they said it was gone. It was taken off of YouTube. But I found a version from a foreign that was, I don't know how it was. They were speaking, I don't even know what they were speaking, but I finally saw Lady Gaga's performance. They'd taken the thing off.
Why?
I don't know.
The Sound of Music stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you don't even know what you're watching. It could be, they could have dubbed it over.
No, it was her. I got it finally. I got it.
Okay.
Pretty damn good.
Well, yeah.
But you tell me, I shouldn't have those music. Yes, she does.
Yeah, I did.
Au contraire.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
I thought so. I didn't know that she'd do that, but she does. If she wants to do it, she does.
So wait, Ernie Banks had $16,000 in assets?
Yes.
It's got to be more than that.
Well, look, I mean...
That tells me that she's been bleeding him and hiding this money away for how long? Because she's had all the time to do this. She stashed that money somewhere. That's what she did.
Yeah, it's not worth all the trouble for $16,000.
Right.
It's not worth... She's been there 3 years?
Yeah, there's no question that she, in my mind, that there's something nefarious going on here. That there, whatever money was there has been ferreted off elsewhere.
I think you're, yes, and I believe the family. Although, you know, look, if you're interested, get with it. They weren't, though. They weren't. The rest of the family were not interested.
No, that's true. They not until after the fact.
It's too late then. I mean,
if she's telling the truth about them not being around. You'd have to take her word for it.
I don't hear them protesting that. She said he had a cell phone and never rang. Of course, she probably ran out of batteries. But, I mean, never said anything. Said he had a cell phone. He was perfectly capable if his sons wanted to call. And the ex-wife, I know, did not, I was told. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Along with Terry Bores, I'm Dan Bernstein. Second half at 3:30, Jim Suhan at 4, and more to come also on WSCR The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score.
Derek Rose, this switch flipping that we were talking about, when is it going to happen consistently? He has to understand that he's not a three-point shooter. And the reason why you keep getting those looks off of the dribble,
because they're giving them to you.
They're giving them to you.
The new Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDD. TM-19 TM-80031.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
The latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, had that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird?
Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.243, the Boards and Bernstein Show on WSCR The Score, talking about the ugly incident in Manhattan, Kansas last night and how that's the latest close call. Because at some point it's not going to be a close call.
Something horrible is going to happen.
And there's just no reason for it. There is nothing good about storming the court. Nothing. No. There is. It has no redeeming value whatsoever. And it needs to stop.
And you pushed it to a different level last night with the players and the coaches. You pushed it to a level I hadn't seen.
People rushing the court looking to hip check players. Yep. To as Bill Self said,
chicken wing them.
Forearm shiver.
To me, that would not be advised. Chicken wing anybody. But they did. So that's what we're talking about. We're figuring how to end it. And I think we effectively gave them the path. I think the path is right there.
It's got to be some combination of increased penalties and requirement of barriers. It's too bad it would come to that. But I think that that's where it's going to have to be. You increase penalties. You expel kids who do it. Don't student IDs have to be scanned now?
I think so.
It's not what it used to be that you kind of wave it as you walk by some old woman sitting there by a mm-hmm. yellow rope.
Right.
That maybe any name scanned in is then treated similarly. And you say that if two people do it, it means all of you did it. And you're all banned or suspended from school, etc. You have all
whatever
the names.
It takes. I mean, I don't know if it takes a little more secure, whatever it takes. If you want to throw them out of school, that's fine. You want to ban them, expel them for a while, whatever. But I you know, you came very close last night. You were very close. You were right on the edge of, you know, I'm glad that the Kansas players took this with sort of and not retaliate. Because I think that the temptation after that game and a loss and all that would be, you know, they're worked up, they lost, and you're out there muscling them, throwing shoulders at them and what have you. And you got the coaches, too. You got the coaches pinned. I mean, I that's a really, really close to something bad happening. Really, really close to something bad happening. So to stop. What does it add to sports anyway? What does it add to sports? It's absolutely useless, so it has to stop. Nobody else does it. We do without it in all of the sports. We don't. And I mean, the baseball thing years ago was just god awful. Just god awful that people could run on a baseball field. So, and eventually stopped it. Well, the White Sox didn't quite stop it all the way. Occasionally have somebody running out there, but that's been a while too. You always have the guy, once in a while, you have the guy running through the outfield without the pants on, you know, that sort of thing. But in terms of rushing the field with a bunch of people where you go, oh my God, there's too much to handle here. That's that. Yeah, figure out a way, whatever it is.
The 847 says, Dan, did you ever storm the court in college? No. I was too busy working. The first day of freshman year, I had a press pass and was all I cared about immediately was trying to make sure if people were trying to run on the floor, that I could get out of there and do my job. And when I was a fan, rarely, I think only three times ever sit in the student section. And no. I just don't think there was, when I was in the student section, for any wins that were really worth doing. Because most of the stuff that went on at Duke at the time was before the games. All the silliness on the floor, people throwing tennis balls. And
yeah.
There was a lot of stuff going on pregame that was just,
I saw it.
It had nothing to do with what happened postgame. But no, I was busy. I had to get to the locker room. I had to do interviews. I had to find a camera man and who sometimes would drift on me. He's all disappeared. dude, come on. Need the camera. Okay, got to stand up. I got
to
do.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I was ever at one where that happened. And I, you know, generally.
There's this question from this 847 ass pack who says, take more fun out of sports. They don't need to storm the court, but a barrier is a bit over the top. Then text in your solution. If a barrier is over the top.
Well, you can't have it both ways, by the way.
Tell me what your solution is. That you can't take fun of. Well, what's fun about that?
You're taking fun out. See, you can't have it both ways there, dude. You can't say, well, you're still doing good, but I don't want that. You're taking the fun out. Yeah, taking the fun out. Whatever. What about the game itself? Why is that not it? Why is that not it? You're taking the fun out of sports? No. That's no longer sports when you're doing that. The game is over.
If you want to celebrate, go outside. Go back to your dorm.
But in Kentucky, burn a couch.
Go back to your fraternity house.
Throw a couch out in the street.
Find a wooden bench and light it on fire.
And light it on fire.
That's fine.
That's what you do in Kentucky. That's how you celebrate. Set a couch on fire.
And the great thing is, once you're out doing that, once you're misbehaving in public, then you're definitely under arrest.
Then you're under arrest.
And then there's apparently a different set of rules than doing this on a college campus. And I don't know if the NCAA can... I hate extra involvement by the NCAA in general. I think less involvement is better by that group. But if they have to pony up some of the expense here to keep people safer, because if they're named as a defendant, then all of a sudden they're going to cut checks. They'll cut checks to keep from being named. And believe me, if one kid twists an ankle, one student manager gets a bruise, there are enough lawyers waiting to take that case.
I think the bottom line is is very simple. It has to stop, and it easily can be.
I don't know how easily it can.
I think it easily can be.
Learned over the first couple hours here that it's easy is not the right word. We haven't come up with anything easy.
I gave it to you. You have it. You want to put, but barriers. I just want to put people there. If you want to run over people, and again, you don't need that many, but if you want to run them over, then you run them over. See how it goes. See how that goes for you when you're under arrest. Immediately under arrest.
Or expelled from school.
That's fine, too.
Where with all that hard work and everything that your parents have sacrificed and all your student loans and all that over, done.
Right.
Expelled with no opportunity to return.
Correct.
You are done.
Yep.
Your college
works for me. We'll see how it happens then. See if that takes the... You know what takes the fun out of school? When you're not in one.
Exactly. You don't have a whole lot of fun in college if you're not in college.
If you're not in college.
Go flip burgers. Go do that.
Yeah. No, I think you can... I do. I think there's not been... You know, there's not been a really concerted effort by everybody. I see in the SEC, they want to find the school. And when the South Carolina ass-faced president laughs at it.
Yeah. He said, oh, $25,000. We're already paying it. Why not? In Marengo, this is Steve. He's on the score.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I think it would be pretty hard to identify the students for rushing the court, but I think if the threat is there, that if you are identified, you'd be expelled, that would keep all the kids from doing it.
Well, maybe, but you would need to expel a few at some point.
Yep.
Yeah, that's been brought up already. That was the deterrent factor that it caused.
I put all of them on the table. Everyone we discussed, all of them. All of them. Everything.
I just don't know.
But somebody slapped something together. Here it is.
I don't know why it's been allowed to become a cultural aspect.
Don't forget, fun. Taking the fun out.
Why is that fun? Go outside and celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside and hug each other and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Outside the building.
Yep. Do whatever you want.
In Northbrook, it's Mike. He's on the score.
Well, not whatever you want.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. I used to work as an usher at the USC Pavilion, and for basketball games, we had to actually ring the court as ushers after the game.
Yeah, but they never wanted a game there, I don't think.
I was going to say that. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't even know why to do it. Like, even if they did win, it was against nobody anyway. But I always looked at my boss, and I was like, what happens if we do get rushed? What are we supposed to do? And she's like, well, you just get out of the way. I think for like bigger schools, they need to make announcements during the game. You know, do not rush the court. If you do, you're going to get expelled. You're going to get, you know, arrested, whatnot. And then maybe even give some extra materials to the people reading the court. So if they do get rushed, they stand a chance.
Well, I just think it has to be a universal set of rules here. Universal, not by some conferences do this and this conference does that. Universal.
Not piecemeal.
Here it is.
There was this idea that was asking the question about when the court is set up for, say, the Final Four, mm-hmm. often in a massive football stadium, that sometimes it's raised.
Yes,
that the court itself is 4 feet up and people have to actually go up a ladder to get on the court surface proper. And I think Vanderbilt is like that, too, where it's actually above the floor. And maybe that is something can be done. People could actually raise the floor. I don't know if that's viable.
I don't either. I'm not an engineer, but I don't know if you can just, hey, get that thing. No, I just think there's a set of rules, and we've touched on many elements that would work for me. Many elements of what we've discussed would work. And I don't know why they wouldn't.
Or a moat filled with crocodiles. I mean, there's...
That's fine with me, too. Of course, that would take the fun out of it.
Ooh. No, crocodiles are fun.
Yeah.
When hungry.
Until one has you.
Well, that's not fun.
That is not so much fun for you. But yeah, I think there's a lot of elements here. And let people whose job it is to make sure this doesn't happen. Makes it somebody's job that it doesn't happen.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We got the second half at 3:30. We've got a lot more to come as well. Though to get into some of the baseball stuff, we're starting to get to all those spring training baseball stories. There they are. There's the video of everybody taking batting practice. You hear the pop of the ball of the glove, and it's actually reason to think that there might be something better than awful on either side of town. That's nice. You got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments?